And we do thank you for joining us this afternoon right here on Consumer Magazine. So good to have you along here. I want you to stay right where you are. We have a couple of wonderful guests that we always love to bring to our studios, our microphones. That would be John Hixon and Lori Trowell with the Hixon Law Firm. Guys, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. We always have great conversation, and we've been, over the past number of weeks, really detailing to our audience bankruptcy and, you know, the topic of bankruptcy. And John, we'll start here. I think the topic of bankruptcy in general, when someone hears that word, that evokes certain things that that are unpleasant in a lot of ways. But you obviously have made this very, very clear that it's something that is really the opposite. It's a blessing, and it's something that can rescue people. You are, of course, are a bankruptcy attorney. Before we start and before we get into that topic, give us kind of some background, John, on how you began this ministry and this journey for yourself, and how and why it's so important to you, if you would.
Well, I've been an attorney for almost 30 years now, and for the last 25 years I've been doing bankruptcy law, mm-hmm. and it's really a rewarding experience in helping people work through their debt problems and to give them a fresh start.
You have seen over the course of time opportunity to really explain to people as they come to your office that this is not doom and gloom, this is not fatal, if you will. There's life afterward, and certainly in most cases there's a rewarding life, as you said, and you bring a comfort to them as they come in, don't you?
Yes, and they will recover from doing a bankruptcy, and often you need to just think of what will life be like if I don't clean up the mess that I have.
Yeah, exactly. Laura, you're the Director of Operations for the Hixon Law Firm, and you have an important role there that you play, and then not just washing the coffee cup or waving hi to people as they come in. You're actually the Director of Operations. Tell us about your role there, if you will.
Well, I actually answer the phone, mm-hmm. because it's the most important thing that we do, really, that folks that call in are greeted in a loving manner and yeah. treated appropriately, because from the very first touch point to the very last one, we want to make sure that they're taken very well care of. In fact, I wanted to say something about John, what John was saying, mm-hmm. about recovery. Really, as soon as you are out of bankruptcy, you can start recovering.
Really?
Your bankruptcy will stay on there for, if it's a Chapter 7, it will stay on for 10 years. If it's a Chapter 13, it'll stay on 7 years after your bankruptcy ends. However, that's just that one listing. And there are many, many, many opportunities on almost all credit reports yeah. to change things. And as soon as you get out of bankruptcy, you can start healing that and have good credit, probably within a 6 months time period or a year.
That's amazing. I mean, that's good news, because back in, you know, one of the reasons I have a passion for and love doing this show and interviewing you guys is because I've been down this road. It was years and years ago, but I've been down this road. And so I know what it's like to go down that path and then come out of it and have life afterward. And so I really encourage our listeners to embrace that aspect of it. But Laura, you make a good point, because in looking at something like this, you guys make it very, very easy for people to come in, and you take away the stress factor. In fact, we'll talk about some positive and some unique mm-hmm. things about the Hixon Law Firm here in just a moment. Mm-hmm. But as you greet them, as you talk with them and begin to explain that it's going to be okay, mm-hmm. This is very important, because people are in a very fragile state during this time, aren't they?
They're really broken. Yeah. They have tried everything in the world to not have to do this. And we get that.
Yeah.
We understand that completely. They're embarrassed. They thought it would never happen. But the truth is that once it has happened, it is a blessing, and I think that there's many reasons why God sometimes brings people to this point mm-hmm. to maybe even let go and let God in some respects.
Sure, and I love the faith-based aspect here. You guys, this is a ministry to you, and I think you make that very clear, John.
Yes, as a Christian, I have a ministry of helping people with their financial problems, and I pray with clients who need to prayer for the peace that only God can give us.
Indeed, indeed. Very good. Mm-hmm. John Hixon, Lori Trowell with us with the Hixon Law Firm today. I want to give you some information here in a moment on how to contact them, but I'm going to throw some names out here, guys, and you provided me this list some time back, and I was just blown away. Let me throw some names. Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, William McKinley, P.T. Barnum. He's not in office or anything like that, but, you know, P.T. Barnum. Buffalo Bill, Walt Disney, Henry Duna, Red Cross founder, Henry Duna. Let's see, Henry Ford, we mentioned that. These are names. These are people that have gone through bankruptcy one point during their time. And so, John, this process has been around a very long time. And I think that as people begin to look at this, if this is something they need to do, to look at it with a positive outlook and know that it's going to be a blessing to them, isn't it?
Yes, and it will be a blessing to be resolved of debts that you just can't pay, and to be able to keep your house or your car, you know, so that you can have a place to live and go to, be able to go to work. These are things that people need a bankruptcy to help them with.
Where is bankruptcy in general right now with the economy going through a restructure, if you will, back around 2008 or so, a few years ago? I'm sure that that had an effect on you know, the amount of people or the number of people that would look at something like this if they had to. How have you seen bankruptcy in general over the past few years develop?
Unfortunately, it's been a growth business.
Yeah,
There's been a lot of people who have held on just as long as they could, but bankruptcy is an option that they need to explore.
Mm-hmm. Lori?
Well, and also some of the telltale signs of when it's time to come in and see us. If they're just getting huge amounts of harassing phone calls, that's a cue. If they get a lawsuit, that's a really big cue. They need to come in as soon as possible when that happens, or a judgment lien, or they get the threat of a foreclosure, or if their car is threatening to be repossessed, or they may have a lot of medical debt, or they're running out of time on a loan modification. But whatever the case, the time to come in is as soon as possible. Sometimes the best indicator is that just that worry that you have, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I call it the haunting time, where you just wake up and you're just panicked. It's like, what am I going to do?
That's right.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
The best thing to do is just come in. We've got a free consultation.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Everybody's case is individual. So if they'll just come in and sit down with John, they can get a plan of action.
Yeah. John?
Yeah, an action plan really is helpful to people. You know, we go over their alternative in bankruptcy, and then we help them to decide where they might go from there. And people feel a real sense of relief when they have, you know, options at that point.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of the free consultation, you know, I've heard it said this way before, you know, calling, it won't cost you anything, but not calling may cost you gravely, you know. So make the phone call. I'll give you the number in a moment, but make the phone call. It's a free consultation. And you do this basically just to sort of answer some questions, let them know how they can help you. Because again, no two situations are alike in most cases. And Lori, as they come in for or call for the free consultation, it's an easy process, isn't it?
It's very easy. All they have to do is just call in, and they're going to be greeted very warmly. And all we have to do is just set up an appointment at their convenience. We even take appointments on Saturday after 11, and we can even meet with them early morning. John gets to work oftentimes 6:37.
Wow.
And not I. And then also we can stay late 5:30 or 6 if we need to, because if you do have a job, jobs are good.
Mm-hmm. You'll find a 5-star rating with the Hixon Law Firm when you visit the website, afreshstartdfw.com. Very unique website, very unique a way to remember it too, afreshstartdfw.com. When you visit the website, you'll find that you will be able to make a fresh start in going through the process with the Hixon Law Firm. I want to give you the number if you're ready to make the call. Maybe if you're listening this afternoon and there's someone in your life and your circle of influence that you know or love that needs this information, please pass that on if you would. It's Metro 817-261-5000, 817-261-5000. Again, the website, a great place to start and learn a lot about bankruptcy, about John Hixon, and all the information is afreshstartdfw.com. Lori?
I also want to tell people that we have a low price guarantee.
Yes.
And so, because they may be thinking, I can't afford to do what I'm doing now. I certainly can't afford to file bankruptcy. But we're going to work with you because we are faith-based.
Mm-hmm.
We're very different. And we understand that that's the situation that you're in. And we're going to work with you and help you in every way possible. But the best thing of all is that we have the lowest price. And if we don't have the lowest price, you just let us know. We're going to lower our price to meet that and then take off another $100.
Amazing. You know, John, Lori, this is really a blessing, because most folks that come to the table with this are in a situation to where they just can't afford a whole lot to do something like this. And for you guys to be flexible, pliable, and work with people as they come in the door is very unique. In fact, one of the most unique things about the Hixon Law Firm, and it's a blessing to your clients.
Yes, it's a time when they need help, and we're there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
indeed.
Well, and we don't require all of it down like the majority of bankruptcy attorneys. We actually only require a portion of it down, and we work with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the balance, depending on if it's Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, the balance is paid within the bankruptcy. But if you're Chapter 7, we actually let you pay monthly, pay it out to pay for your bankruptcy, and with no interest. This is just a courtesy we extend to our clients.
Just incredible. You mentioned, and one of the things that's different about other law firms that make you guys unique to as to what you do is that you're not a bankruptcy mill. Explain that to us, if you would.
Well, they don't come in and find that they've been triple booked.
Oh, I see.
You know, yeah. And we don't make them wait for John, and they meet with John. They don't meet with a paralegal. They meet with John, and John also goes with them to their meeting of creditors when that time comes around. And, you know, there's just lots of differences. We're not rude. In fact, the gals wear jeans. We're very comfortable, very warm, very inviting.
Very good. John?
Yeah, I don't have file numbers. People have names, and they're greeted with their names and treated as individuals. And that's different. You know, I guess they make more money at a mill where they're running them through like cattle, but I'm never going to do business that way.
Not in something like this. And that's so much appreciated to hear, because in something like this, and John, you know very well, people are in, as we mentioned a moment ago, they're in a very fragile state, very vulnerable state. They've been rattled. They've been shaken financially. And as men coming into this in particular, it really threatens, let's just face it, it threatens our manhood, because part of us as men are expected to provide. And when that is threatened, when that's broken down, it does something to our psyche that just is hard to deal with. So, you know.
Yeah, it is a difficult process, and that causes people to wait too long to come in.
Good point.
To see us.
But doing this to bless your family is making a hard choice. It is taking care of your family. That's the irony about it, is that they're hesitant to come in because they think somehow they're failing their family, when in reality, this is a blessing of a fresh start that they can give to their family and to themselves to get back up on their feet and start over. And we help with the recovery after that, in terms of getting your credit recovered.
Very good.
The stress of financial difficulties can be just very devastating to marriages, to your relationship with your children. You know, when you talk about people who, you know, really not sleeping. And, you know, many times I'll meet with people and they'll feel better, and they'll tell me the next day, you know, this is the first decent night's sleep I've gotten in months.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. You're not the father that you want to be. You're not the mother that you want to be, or the brother or sister or whatever, when you're that worried and that stressed.
Exactly. And two, on the other side of that, guys, we certainly don't, you know, would hate to see a situation where someone wants to come in and they want to look to bankruptcy as an easy out or something that's not appropriate. And so we have to be very careful of things like that as well.
But if it's not appropriate, we tell them.
You
that.
Tell them, exactly.
Yes, we do. Because they're going to get honest answers from us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to point them in the most positive direction that we can point them, whatever that may be.
You know, guys, the last time we had a conversation, we had a couple of great clients that actually joined us here on the show to give us sort of their testimony, if you will, their experience with the Hixson Law Firm. We have another gentleman on the line to join us once again this afternoon. Harold is joining us. And Harold, it's good to have you on Consumer Magazine. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Harold, I'll ask you kind of the same thing as I did at the other the testimonials that we had last week. Tell us about your experience in general with the Hixson Law Firm.
Well, when I went in there, they was treated with respect and dignity. You can tell that they're Christians because of the love and just the overall presence of the Holy Spirit at all times there. Was treated with a great amount of respect and dignity. They chose to listen to what my needs were and what I was going through, and devised a plan to help me in all ways.
Yeah, yeah. Harold, what drew you to the Hixson Law Firm?
Well, surprisingly, I had already been to a law firm, and I really wasn't comfortable with them. I was treated like I was just... I hate to use the term subhuman, but I was just wasn't treated with the level of respect that I felt that I was due. So at that time, I didn't give up my search. I just prayed about it and trusted the Holy Spirit to help me. And then one day I was looking in the phone book, and I came to it, and I was just drawn to it. It was kind of odd at the time. And when I called, and then Lori, the office manager, told me that they were a faith-based company, and that the Lord was always number one with them, then I knew that the Holy Spirit had led me there.
Wow, Harold, that's incredible. Going through the experience with the Hixson Law Firm, being on the other side of this now after the discharge and everything that's taken place, how important do you think it is for the rest of us listening, our audience listening, to go with a faith-based law firm like this that has the demeanor that they have? Harold?
Well, I think it's anything that any time you can deal with a Christian-based organization, regardless of whatever field they may or may not be in, I think it's important because I do, for one, I believe Christians should support other Christians. And when the Holy Spirit is present, and it makes all the difference in the world, in this economy that we're living in and the different issues that in these latter days of our life and the world, I do believe that we should stay in close fellowship with one another and support one another rather than supporting the world.
You know, Harold, you know, it's good information. We appreciate your time once again. You know, as those that listen to us, we know that there are many that are sort of on the fence with this, Harold. It's an embarrassment to them or whatever, and they just can't seem to make that first move to get the ball rolling. How would you encourage our listeners who are just at the cusp of making a decision like this?
Well, I would tell them, first of all, 9 chances out of 10 or even more greater odds than that, you didn't do anything wrong. And even if you did, if God can forgive us of all our sins, he's certainly not sitting in heaven worrying about whether or not we got overburdened with debt. The biggest thing is to remember that this can all be handled and can be handled very in a very wonderful and a loving way. Our families come first, and, you know, to be able to discharge debt, and, you know, it's not something that we take lightly, but at the same time, we have to take care of ourselves and our family, and this is something that's given to us by our country to give us an opportunity for a fresh start. And God has provided good Christian people like John himself to lead the way there. And I would tell anyone, don't be afraid. Just go forth and put your faith in God and trust the Holy Spirit to lead you. And I'm sure they're going to lead you, and he'll lead you right to John Hixson.
Very good. Harold, you're a natural encourager. We appreciate your time so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aaron.
God bless.
Yeah. What a great guy. Harold, you know, and had obviously a very incredibly wonderful experience with you guys. And
he's indicative of our kinds of clients.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're very just good. Just a pleasure to work with, yeah. And they're just fantastic.
John, you can tell that Harold, on the other side of going through the process, you can hear in his voice, he's a new man in many ways.
Yes, it's very rewarding to hear someone who's had a real change in their life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I want to give the number for those who are listening now and are ready to make the call. You're ready to speak with John and Lori and get this process going if this is something that you need to do. And again, if you know of someone in your life, maybe it's a loved one, a relative, a friend, that needs the information, please pass this on and be the blessing that we're called to be in these situations. The number to call for the Hixson Law Firm, it's a free call from anywhere that you're calling here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 817-261-5000. I remember that exchange being a Metro number, and so that is a Metro call, free call, 817-261-5000, and you'll speak in many cases with Lori, and she'll begin the process for you. I want to direct you to the website. It's very easy to remember. We say this a lot during our conversation, afreshstartdfw.com, afreshstartdfw.com. Lori, the website is fantastic. I've encouraged our listeners to really bookmark it, and because they'll refer to it many times during the process. Tell us about the website. It's chock full of information. First of all, the FAQ is phenomenal. Tell us about the website.
Well, we've got FAQs, but even better than that, we have bankruptcy roadmaps.
Good.
Because this, when you're getting started in it, it seems very ominous and complicated. And the truth is that once you understand all the different steps, it's not that at all. It's just a matter of methodically going through the process one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website, you'll find a Chapter 7 roadmap and a Chapter 13 roadmap. You'll also find descriptions of the difference between those two.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find some pricing information. You'll read about the debt trap and how to recover. If you're going through a loan modification, or you want to go through one, we have information on there and some links to those sites. We also have bankruptcy terms, and we have a really good section called Stuff You Ought to Know.
Hey, I like that.
That it's got stuff about free health care and how to get into a home
Wow.
with some help and how to get your credit back together on on and on. There's mm-hmm. lots of good stuff in there.
It sounds as though, and we know the fact that it is that you guys really, it's important to you that to help people sort of get back on their feet after this process, John, because with someone going through this and then suddenly they're in a new position, they're in a new place, the phone calls have stopped, thank goodness, but really they're not really sure what direction they need to go. You really help them, like Lori said, with some of the stuff you need to know, don't you?
Yes, we'll counsel with them at the end of their bankruptcy to help them, you know, get that fresh start and give them a few pointers of where they go from there.
Mm-hmm. And we actually have, we partner with a couple of faith-based credit repair services.
Good.
And that which is very important to us, because if we're going to turn our very valuable folks over to somebody, we want to make sure that they're going to be in good hands. Mm. And there's folks that do this for a living but are faith-based and can sit down with them for a free consultation just to educate them, to let them know, and then have yet again another plan of action mm-hmm. for the coming 6 months or year.
Wow. Very, very, very good. You know, as we look at this, and I love the fact that, you know, we know that you're there to call and we can pass the information on to those that may come up. You may be in a conversation with someone or know someone or relative or whatever that may need the information. Again, pass this on to them. But John, you know, one of the things that I remember about going through the process years ago myself is when it comes time to sit down with the meeting, you know, the meeting where you've got the people that represent certain vendors or that represent,
creditors.
Creditors, exactly, mm-hmm. That come in and they don't really have a smile on their face, you know, too often. But you go with your client to that meeting. In many cases, that's not the case, but you make the decision to go with them. How is that important in this?
Well, it's important to have an attorney that you know their face and you've spent some time with, who's going to be there with you every step of the way. When you go to your meeting of creditors, I'll be there and, you know, you'll be briefed on what it's going to be like. And it's a process that people are scared of, but they get through it just fine.
Well, and it's really not that scary, the truth is, because John's going to be right there with them. Mm-hmm. And when you are in your meeting of creditors, basically it's just you, John, and a trustee. Mm-hmm. And there may be some other people floating around, but that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because John's there to shield you from anything.
He's the liaison. He's the one that's going to field the questions.
That's right. And he just asks you a few questions, and the trustee may ask you a few questions, but creditors rarely show up. Mm-hmm. So it's really not anything to be afraid of.
In the time that I was going through this many, many years ago, this was before the credit score existed. It was just credit agencies that were affected, and it still is in many cases, I guess. But that's changed over the years. How, without getting into a lot of particulars here, how does it affect the credit score in general? I guess it depends on whether Chapter 7, Chapter 13, or whatever.
When a person gets out of a Chapter 7, they receive their discharge, and those open debts that are showing as being owed are shown as discharged in bankruptcy.
Okay.
And, you know, people will see a bounce in their score within a year. And we often see people who are able to go ahead and get a house within 2 years of filing their bankruptcy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm even going to be updating probably today or tomorrow our section on FAQs, I think it's under FAQs, mm-hmm. about how to restore your credit. I'm going to be putting some more information on there. But it's really not something that's undoable. It's, you know, if you know the right steps, then it's just like the bankruptcy process. It's just a process, and you just go through the steps, and then you get the right result.
Very good. John Hixon, Lori Trowell with the Hixon Law Firm this afternoon here on Consumer Magazine. In the last few minutes of our time, guys, John, I'd like to direct our listeners to this. There are things that they shouldn't do, whether they call your firm or not, and we want them to call you, but there are things that people should not do when they're looking at a financial breakdown like this, one of which are these payday loan type places. Tell us about that and stress the importance of why not to do something like that.
A payday loan is a trap. You receive a loan and you're going to pay it back next payday, but with the amounts that they're going to charge you as fees, you can't do it, so you roll it over to the next payday, mm-hmm. and roll it over to the next payday, and you fees just mount on top of fees,
the rule is don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Come to us. If you're considering that, call us.
Exactly.
And if you're considering cashing out your 401k or other pension plan, don't do it.
Yeah.
You can keep that through your bankruptcy, and you're going to need it in the future.
Bottom line, give you guys a call now, early in the process. Don't wait too long. You don't want to wait too long because, you know, they can garner your tax refund, your paycheck, and things like that. You know, they're going to get to you. So call John and let him work it out. So it's very important that they give you a call. In the last moments here, and Harold did this a moment ago, Lori, encourage those that are listening that need to make that call today, that are just kind of deciding whether or not to do this for any reason.
If you're feeling panicked, or if you've said to yourself, I do not know what I'm going to do now, if you've just said those words to yourself, then that's the time to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make yourself tortured any longer. Come in and get a plan of action. It could be a matter of 1 hour, and your entire life looks positive and different, and you can see blessings coming all in a matter of that time.
And for your attitude, your demeanor, your countenance to change to that regard, it's going to affect everyone around you, your family, your friends, and everyone. So,
very much.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good stuff. Guys, thank you. We appreciate not only your time today here on the show, but more important, what you do. And day to day, you get up every day and you go to the office and you just bless people as they come in and you're literally helping people start new lives. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Lori Trial, John Hixon with the Hixon Law Firm, our very special friends right here at The Word, and we do appreciate them so much. Make that call today. And again, I'll say one more time, if you're listening, there's no coincidence here. We believe so much in providential timing here. So pass this on to a loved one, a family member, anyone that you feel in your spirit that needs this. It could be you. Make the phone call. It's very easy to call and to get the information. 817-261-5000. It is a free call from anywhere you're calling in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 817-261-5000. A great place to start is the website. And it's easy to remember if you're driving and you can't jot this down. It's easy to remember. It's afreshstartdfw.com, afreshstartdfw.com. Bookmark that site. Make it a favorite. You'll want to visit it very often. There's a lot of great information there on how to get the process started for you there. Afreshstartdfw.com. It is John Hixon, Lori Trial with the Hixon Law Firm this afternoon here on Consumer Magazine.